Reporting for Hometown Sports, I'm Michael Hammond. Bo Bichette singled off Matt Festa to score automatic runner Francisco Lindor in the 10th inning, helping the New York Mets to a wild 6-5 victory over the Cleveland Guardians Wednesday night. Chase McDermott pitched two scoreless innings for the victory, and Daniel Duarte finished his first save. Festa was charged with an unearned run in his only inning as Cleveland dropped to a tie for the final American League wildcard position. Angel Genoa made a historic major league debut for the Cleveland Guardians. The only thing missing was a victory. The highly touted prospect went 4-for-5 with an RBI, becoming the first player in the franchise's 125-year history to have at least four hits in his initial game. But the New York Mets rallied late for a 6-5 win in 10 innings. Genoa had given Cleveland a 5-4 lead in the 7th inning, driving in Angel Martinez with a single to left field off Daniel Nunez. The 22-year-old from the Dominican Republic is the 22nd big league player since 1900 and the second this year with at least four hits in his debut. Matt McClain homered. Rhett Lauder won for the first time since April, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the Athletics 3-2 on Wednesday night. The Reds are 12-6 since the All-Star break to improve to 55-58. The Athletics have lost 7 straight to fall to 45-69. They have dropped 12 series in a row. Lauder allowed 2 earned runs on 4 hits in 6 innings. It was his first win since April 20th, spanning 11 starts and 3 relief appearances. Emilio Pagan pitched a 1-2-3 ninth for his 13th save. Sal Stewart reached on an infield single and scored on Marte's sack fly to give Cincinnati a 3-2 lead in the 6th. Cincinnati Reds right-hander Hunter Green, who has made only 5 starts since coming off the injured list, was placed on the 15-day IL on Wednesday with right elbow soreness. Right-hander Luis May was recalled from AAA Louisville. Green began the season on the 60-day IL after undergoing surgery in March to remove a bone chip from his right elbow. He has not made more than 26 starts in a season since debuting in 2022 due to injuries. Cleveland Browns wide receiver Jerry Jeudy has further clarified that a recent video on social media showing him holding up 4 fingers was about the age of his daughter. He says the video was not an endorsement of Deshaun Watson becoming the Browns starting quarterback. Watson wears number 4. Jeudy said the video of the live stream edited out a section that included his daughter. After the video went viral, Jeudy spoke to Watson and Shedeur Sanders. He says he doesn't speak publicly on who should play quarterback because he has no control over the decision. LIV Golf says it has a lead investor that will allow the league to plan ahead for 2027 and beyond. The rival league has been in survival mode since March when the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia announced it would no longer pay for LIV after 2026. Saudi money is what allowed the league to pay 9-figure bonuses to lure top players away from the PGA Tour and created $20 million purses. LIV CEO Scott O'Neill did not identify the lead investor, but he says the new league would have players as majority equity holders. With Hometown Sports, I'm Michael Hammond.